into the 9 o'clock hour. Are we really believing this very controversial story involving Ben Roethlisberger, where he allegedly fumbled on purpose in 2014? Paul, you have the details on this story.
Yeah, there's a story that involves a former Pittsburgh Steelers running back by the name of Harris. His first name, honestly, Josh Harris, yes, thank you.
He spent 1 year with the team.
2014, the last game of the 2014 regular season, Josh Harris was playing in a game between the Bengals and the Steelers with the AFC North on the line. The Steelers were up 27-17 with 109 to play. They could have just kneeled three times to run out the clock, but per Josh Harris, the coaching staff decided to call a play. That's when, according to Harris, Roethlisberger intentionally fumbled. Harris described it on Twitter, saying, "Todd Haley called a run play with very little time left in the game. Ben wanted to kneel. He rolled his eyes in the huddle. He then purposefully fumbles the ball. I had to recover it. At that moment, I knew what kind of person he was. And I was a big fan of Ben. I was starstruck when I first saw him. It was an honor to see Big Ben. Then I saw what he was. It made it sour for me. That's why they tell you, never meet your heroes. Pick better heroes."
What year was this?
This is back in 2014.
Oh, 2014.
5 years ago.
Okay, I was looking at the 20. I was watching the last play of 2016. I was like, that's a touchdown. The issue I have with this, because it's kind of an article which is kind of a takedown of Ben Roethlisberger questioning his leadership abilities. And Robert Klemko, the writer, uses two sources, one of which is this guy who spent 1 year on the team as an undrafted rookie. And, that doesn't do anything for me. I don't know. I don't think that Roethlisberger is a great leader. Shoot, Emmanuel Sanders basically hinted as much when he went to Denver and he talked about the difference between Peyton Manning and Ben Roethlisberger. But I don't know about, like, the stories of this one dude who spent 1 year with the Steelers.
Well,
I'd actually, honestly, I think it's kind of funny.
Here's my first question.
If he did intentionally fumble.
Let's say Todd Haley calls a running play. Why can't Ben Roethlisberger just kneel the football if he wants to? Is that really looked down upon that much?
109 to go by way of cheesing him off, of pissing him off. What do you mean?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, if Ben, I feel as though Ben Roethlisberger has the kind of status with the Steelers that in a game management situation, which that is, 109 to go, up by 10, you have the football. Why can't Ben Roethlisberger just say, "Nope, I'm not running a play. We're going to kneel the football three times, and we're going to win."
I mean, he could, but I guess he wanted to be Ben Roethlisberger-ish about it. And so he wanted to, like, be an extra stink on it. Yeah.
So he fumbled on purpose.
Yeah. I don't know. Am I crazy? Like, this doesn't seem like that big a deal to me. Like, Todd Haley's a noted D-bag.
They hated each other, too.
Yeah. I don't, did they hate each other?
Todd Haley and Roethlisberger?
No. But it started off that way. And then after that, I thought they kind of formed a relationship afterwards. I thought they got along pretty well after some rockiness at the beginning. Cause Haley wanted to change Roethlisberger's game. Roethlisberger didn't like it. But then after he did, he realized, like, oh, wow, yeah, I am a much more efficient quarterback now.
By the way, for what it's worth, this game was a Sunday night football game. So this wasn't just some, like, random, like, noon central time game. This was Sunday night football, you know, with things actually on the line. It was versus the Bengals.
Why? Okay, I don't trust this because week 17 was of 2014.
2014, yeah. So I'm going to show you. It's radio, but I'm going to show you the play right now because I've got it pulled up on my computer. Yeah. And people are saying basically that Ben Roethlisberger took a step in the wrong direction to hand the football off to Josh Harris, and that's what led to the fumble. The game was basically over. I'm one of those people who I feel as though I'm not a conspiracy theory guy.
I don't think he did it.
I'm not a conspiracy theory guy.
What is this guy? Why is this guy getting an article written with him quoting what he thinks happened on that play?
Well,
did he even say that Roethlisberger said, "I'm going to intentionally fumble it"?
I think he sort of, I mean, he seemed to intimate that, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, maybe the handoff was poor, something like that. I mean, maybe it was just such a half-assed handoff that the running back thought that was the case.
Looked like he tried to give it to the fullback, didn't it?
That's basically what it looked like.
So he thought maybe it was a fullback give.
Again, Josh Harris, the former Steelers running back who played with Ben Roethlisberger, said at the end of 2014, Ben wanted to kneel. He rolled his eyes in the huddle to play call. He then purposely fumbles the ball. I had to recover it. At that moment, I knew what kind of person he was. I just have a hard time.
But rolling your eyes at the play call isn't the same as purposely fumbling. I don't get that. Like, if he said, "Hey, I'm going to purposely fumble," or he said afterwards he did, that would be one thing. But this feels like Josh Harris's interpretation of events. What did Josh Harris go on to do in the NFL? Did he have a long and illustrious career?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. No, I'm just saying, like, it sounds, honestly, it sounds a lot like a guy that didn't get a shot with a team and didn't like a quarterback and just talked some smack about it.
I'm going to believe him. I'm going to believe him on this. You know what? Ben Roethlisberger's a giant turd, and he always has been. This is a guy who got away with doing things in a bathroom stall in Georgia. He got a 4-game suspension for it, where I'm honestly supposed to believe, like, that. That just all went away, you know, like that. That nothing happened.
Well, right,
in
no,
there.
No, no. But a guy can be a D-bag, but also not be the one that intentionally fumbles because some guy I've never heard of claims that that's what happened. Like it's not. I wouldn't write this article if I were Klemko. That some guy who's had.
Well, he tweeted it. I mean, isn't it just a recap essentially? I mean, the guy was tweeting. Josh Harris was tweeting about it.
Oh, okay.
So he was just going off on like a tangent for whatever reason. And if he's going off on the tangent for whatever reason, I'm not going to be someone that says that there's nothing to what he said. Like Roethlisberger strikes me as someone who would do this.
No. I'm saying read the article, read what is said, and like nowhere does Josh Harris say that like he definitely knows that's what he was doing.
And if you're just
his read on the events, like I don't trust that Josh Harris knows what the hell he's talking about.
If you're just joining us, Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Monday, we're discussing a story that's come out in the last couple of days where Josh Harris, who played about a year with the Steelers, accused Ben Roethlisberger of intentionally fumbling late in a Week 17 game. Josh Harris wrote, Todd Haley, the former offensive coordinator, called a run play with very little time left in the game. Ben wanted to kneel. He rolled his eyes in the huddle. He then purposely fumbles the ball. I had to recover it. At that moment, I knew what kind of person he was. I actually respect Josh Harris for putting his name on it, because this is usually the kind of allegation people would go anonymous on. So I do respect that. I can't believe that Ben Roethlisberger would intentionally fumble a football during a game. I just can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm too naive, but I cannot imagine him actually doing that.
So Robert Klemko wrote this article where he talked to Josh Harris, and Josh Harris said all those things that we had just heard. And one of the other players he quoted in the article was Isaac Redman, who spent a lot more time on the team from 2009 to 2013. And Klemko wrote that Redman said there was a disconnect between Roethlisberger and a number of fellow players. Redman came out after the article came out and said, I can't believe an article would come out saying I had anything negative to say about Ben, because I do not. He was always a great teammate and a leader my time in Pittsburgh. So Redman feels like his words were taken out of context. I don't know. It's just a strange takedown of it. It's a strange article, like, about a guy that there's already been, like, many valid things written about in terms of not being the greatest leader. I just don't buy the intentionally fumbling story.
I mean, it's almost the biggest accusation you can level at an athlete, right?
Well, no, because the game was in hand, right?
Yeah, it was 27-17. Yeah. The game was over.
It was
over. How much time was left?
109.
107 or something.
Oh, no,
yeah.
The game wasn't over.
But
yeah,
still,
that's a bad, you know, because they could have had time to come back, score a touchdown, have an onside kick.
You never know.
There's no way. There's no way he intentionally did that. I think he rolled his eyes at the play call.
I could see him rolling his eyes at the play call, because I would roll my eyes at the play call.
Why would you not, well, with 107 left, if you can't close it out, why would you not be running a play?
Well, that's the thing. I think they could kneel the ball.
All right.
That's the weird part. The Steelers could just kneel the ball. I think at that point, it probably would have only been twice, maybe three times. And Todd Haley, for some reason, wanted to run a play. Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Monday. Speaking of quarterbacks.
So we're all in agreement. Roethlisberger doesn't seem like the best leader.
Well, we agree on that. We have a disagreement.
Paul believes a guy who's I've never heard of.
Paul believes Josh Harris.
Just because the guy doesn't, you've never heard of him. Like,
because I know the deal. Like, it's the guy that's in there in one team gets his big chance, is upset that he didn't get the ball when he thought he was supposed to get the ball. So he blames Roethlisberger. He accuses Roethlisberger of fumbling, but without ever saying that, like, yeah, Roethlisberger said he fumbled intentionally or anything. Like, he's using Josh James, who's obviously upset, is somehow using Ben Roethlisberger's eye roll as a way of saying that he intentionally fumbled the ball.
Josh Harris responded to Elliot Chris tweeting out a picture of Ben Roethlisberger's face, and then he just responded to it. I don't understand why we're just dismissing it. Like, I don't get it. Just because he was in a locker room?
Because his account doesn't even tell you, like, that that's what happened. Yeah, all his account says was that Roethlisberger rolled his eyes, then he fumbled. But somehow this Josh character is saying he intentionally fumbled. Like, where do you get from A to B there? Where, like, he never says that Roethlisberger says, I'm going to fumble the ball or anything. Like, even his story itself doesn't tell me anything about whether he actually intentionally fumbled or not. Like, just because it was a bad fumble, somehow that was why it was, like, that's why I should believe this guy?
So Paul asked the question, why are we dismissing it? I'll answer for myself why I'm dismissing it, because I have an almost impossible time believing that a professional athlete is going to intentionally do something like that on a field.
And give the other team a chance to win. Like, so if he intentionally fumbles, you lose the ball right there, then all of a sudden they've got a minute to potentially score 10 points. It's improbable, but they gives the other team a chance to win.
That's, you never know.
So it's like a huge accusation, and even the guy making the accusation doesn't even really show that he definitively knows that's what happened.
I'm watching it over and over again. I'm guessing that there was a play call that was called for him to get the ball. I doubt that they were going to give it to the fullback. I mean, he's a professional quarterback. Like,
how many yards did they have to get right there?
How many yards? Yeah. It does not say the scenario. But the fullback, like, has no idea it's coming to him. It's not, and Roethlisberger, who is a professional quarterback, is handing the football over to the fullback, not to the running back who's got his inside elbow up, clearly thinking he's going to get the ball.
Mm-hmm. We're discussing an allegation by former Steelers running back Josh Harris that Ben Roethlisberger intentionally fumbled the football at the end of a game in 2014. There was actually a reason, as I'm looking at this again, for Todd Haley to call a running play. There was 1:09 to go. Pittsburgh was up by 10. But Cincinnati did have one timeout.
Yeah, I don't. It's like, none of it makes any sense. So, like, it's when somebody tells me an improbable story and it doesn't make any sense. Like, there's no motivator in there for Ben Roethlisberger to do that. Like, even if Roethlisberger was the biggest jerk on earth, he is also he's won an extreme number of football games.
He's
like,
a Hall of Famer.
He knows the situation right there. He's not gonna piss off Todd Haley by, like, intentionally harming his.
I could totally see him doing it. I guess this isn't me basing it off of, like, Josh Harris's word as much as I just seeing Ben Roethlisberger being attached to something like this does not surprise me. Especially back then, because he hated Todd Haley. Like, he and Todd Haley did not get along, and I could totally see him trying to put some sort of, like, little mini message to Todd Haley in doing something like that.
We have a quick update here that we will be discussing. The Texans are bringing free agent offensive tackle Jordan Mills in for a visit.
Nice.
Today.
He's so good.
They have Darren Fells, who is a blocking tight end, visiting. They have Jordan Mills visiting as well. Let's pick up on
that. He played in Buffalo is the deal.
He played in Buffalo. This is a guy, actually, who Wade Smith talked to us about 10 days ago on the show. He listed Jordan Mills as, like, an under-the-radar move the Texans could do.
Does it concern anybody else that Brian Gaines spent a year in Buffalo and now seems to think that, like, the Buffalo Bills are the pipeline to greatness? I'm a little bit nervous about this.